I can't even lie. I know I didn't do it on my own. Yeah, I'm just trying to be the best man I could be. Thank God that I had these praying hands over me. Probably would have never made it off in the street. Thank God that I had these praying hands over me. 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 Praying hands over me.
Watching my back, I don't know who to trust. Keep a small circle, it's no one but us. Sitting on my windows, my biz in my truck. Is he rolling or what? Look in the mirror, stare at your face. Do you see real? Do you see fake? Do you see love? Do you see hate? Do you see luck? Do you see fate?
Tell me what you see.
As I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to stay. I look up in the sky and say, I pray that I survive today. I swear I heard an angel say, we all protected every day.
I'm just tryna be the best man I could be. Thank God that I had these praying hands over me. Probably would've never made it off in the street. Thank God that I had these praying hands over me. 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 Praying hands over me.
I used to wanna live a life. Fancy cars, flashing lights. Now I see it's all a lie. Jealousy all in the eye. Watch for the fakes, the phonies. Judas, he was Jesus' homie. Most of these girls are leave alone. Thousand people plotting on me.
As I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I look up in the sky and say, I pray that I survive today. I swear I heard an angel say, we all protected every day.
I'm just tryna be the best man I could be. Thank God that I had these praying hands over me. Probably would've never made it off of the street. Thank God that I had these praying hands over me. 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 To anyone who ever sent up a prayer for me, I say thank you. It's the realest thing you can give me. Yeah. To every angel who ever intervened on my behalf, I wanna say thank you.
Side of the city, there was two brothers. Born from different fathers, but the same mother. Used to share the same bed and the same covers. Now listen close to this true story about two brothers.
Blood brothers,
blood brothers,
true brothers,
true brothers,
blood brothers.
You know sometimes it's getting crazy out here.
Blood brothers,
it's just a true story that two brothers I know.
Blood brothers,
I'm just passing on to you. Yeah, 2 years and 2 months apart. Attitude, two worlds apart. Growing up on that west side, they was dead broke at they best times. Single mother all by herself, trying to make a way and she ain't had no help. So the two little boys had to raise theyself. No instruction, had to train theyself. Two brothers named Q and Ray. Ray and Q. Ray was born in 84. Q was born in 82. He the big brother, CK. coming up. Ray always turned to his big brother when he needed help, to his big brother when he had to fight, to his big brother's best friend in life. Around high school, things start changing. Around the time Q started hanging with thug killers and drug dealers, Q started hustling and gangbanging, whipping rags and waving flags, skipping school, dropped out of class. Meanwhile, Ray finished off his freshman year, the top of his class. Smart nigga, cool nigga, had all the girls, he was a ball player. All city in the PSL, he made all state, he was a star player. Ray ran to school, all the teachers loved him when he walked the halls. All the cuties hugged him, see Ray was nothing like big brother, and Q was nothing like little brother. Mama crying every night, wondering where her oldest son at tonight. Praying God bring him back tonight, having nightmares, he gonna lose his life. Right after that, she thanked the Lord, he made little brother so damn bright. Having dreams of one day he change her life. Yeah, he gon' change your life. Fast forward, it's graduation. At college, Ray just turned 21. Both joint pain and mama's tears. She wish her oldest son could've been here. CQ got locked about a year prior. Caught selling work to undercover buys. Cops yelling, freeze, put your hands high. Freeze. Turns out the buyer was wearing a wire. Now the only time he talked to Lil Bro was through a phone and letter. Q know he made mistakes, he prayed Lil Bro go and do it better. Q locked up, they sent him upstate with the goons and crooks. But Ray still loved him and worked overtime to put money on his brother's books. 4 years later, Ray's career is on the roll.
Ray, you have been promoted to president.
Yeah. Q just came home on parole. Yeah. Ray makes a living by selling stocks. Q makes a living by selling rocks. The story gets strange. Lil bro just got a crib in the birds. Lil bro went and bought a new range. Big bro just got a new trap house. Q just bought some things that go bang. Ray got a family, couple kids and a wife. Yeah, Q married to the streets, a couple guns and a knife. And every night Q ride through the nice part of town, looking for a nigga slipping. And on that cold winter night in the nice part of town, Q found his next victim. He was mid-20s, well-dressed in black, wingtips, dress shirt and slacks. Definitely not the type to have a strap, so Q planned his attack. Guns up, he put his mask down, he threw his car in gear and pushed the gas down. Pulled up, hopped out and said, nigga, freeze, I need the cash now. Stick him up, give it up, every penny you got, I need it. Q noticed his kid standing on the front porch. He said, stop screaming, nigga, he was robbing, was scared as hell. He cried out, no, please don't squeeze it, I got kids and I got a wife, you can have it all, I really don't need it. He was face down and Q grabbed his wallet, took the money out his pockets. Crime paid a nice profit, and going back to jail was not an option. Secure didn't believe in leaving no witnesses, so he grabbed his Glock and cocked it. And when he heard that sound, the man turned around, the face Q saw was shocking. Q got so startled, he shot him point blank, kid screaming. Q looked in his eyes, he felt a tear fall, the nigga couldn't believe it. Q started running, hear sirens ringing in the background. Switched up his clothes, threw his gloves off, threw his mask down. And Q looked to the sky, yeah, please, Lord, won't you forgive me? I didn't mean to do it, God, Lord knows, I got demons in me. Yeah, it was Lil Ray who he had killed, born from the same mother. Yeah, now on the west side of the city, there was one brother. It's a true story, you know. It's ironic how the choices and decisions we make in life can end up hurting and killing those that we may love the most. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Blood brothers.
You know, things true like that brothers. Should remind us blood all brothers. To just be careful.
True brothers.
Really be conscious of what we're doing.
Blood brothers.
That person
true
on the other
brothers.
End of your decision could be
blood brothers.
Sister, mother,
true
auntie,
brothers.
Cousin,
just
real brother.
Me.